This news story was written by Washington Post staff. Live updates. Supreme Court seems divided over obstruction charge in January 6th case that may impact Trump, rioters. The Supreme Court seemed deeply divided Tuesday over a challenge to a federal law that prosecutors used to charge more than 350 people who were part of the pro-Donald Trump mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Several conservatives expressed concern about giving prosecutors broad power that they suggested would allow the government to target peaceful protesters or hecklers who disrupt a court proceeding. Other justices seemed to back the government, while some were interested in finding a way to limit the government's discretion to apply the statute in a way that might still allow the January 6th cases to proceed. Defense lawyers say prosecutors improperly stretched the law, which was enacted after the exposure of massive fraud and the shredding of documents during the collapse of the energy giant Enron. More than 100 rioters have already been convicted and sentenced under the charge, and two of the four charges Trump faces in D.C. are related to the statute. Here's what to know. The case could directly impact Trump's federal trial in D.C. for allegedly trying to remain in power after his 2020 defeat. If the justices rule broadly against the government, he could move to have those charges dropped. The court's ruling, likely to land in late June, has the potential to undo the convictions and sentences of those who have gone to trial or pleaded guilty, and upend the charges still pending for many more. Three January 6th defendants have had their sentences reduced ahead of a decision in this case by the Supreme Court.